The extinction is one of the greatest mysteries in the world, Maria said. Mammoths, mastodons, saber-toothed tigers all disappeared from the face of the earth 10 to 12,000 years ago, along with nearly 200 other species of large mammals. Millions of animals died on a global scale. What do you hope to find here?
I'm not sure, Carla said.
As you know, there are three theories explaining the extinction. The first is that the Clovis people hunted them to extinction.
The main problem with that theory is that it doesn't explain the extinction in the rest of the world, Arbatov said.
There is also no fossil evidence to support this idea. So we move on to theory two, that a killer virus swept through the mammal populations of the world.
So you think the virus theory is the most plausible, Dr. Sato said.
Yes and no. I'll get back to it after we discuss the third theory, drastic climate change. Near the end of the period, the weather changed suddenly, but that theory has a big hole in it. Creatures on a number of islands survived. They would have died out if the extinction were weather-related.
So, if it wasn't overhunting or a virus or climate change, what was it? Sergei said.
Polar shift. A realignment of the poles.
None of us is a geologist, Arbatov said. Please explain.
I'd be glad to. There are two types of polar shift. A magnetic polar shift would involve a reversal of the Earth's magnetic poles, causing all sorts of unpleasantness but nothing we couldn't survive. A geological polar shift would mean actual movement of the Earth's crust over its molten core. Something like that could create a cataclysm like the one I believed killed the mammoths as a species.
Arbatov was unconvinced.
You're basing your extinction theory on the theoretical shifting of the poles? You'll have to admit that it's unlikely that such a disruption could occur.
On the contrary, it has happened, and could happen again.
Arbatov made a show of taking Carla's glass.
Our guest has had a little too much vodka.
I'll be glad to let you read my paper setting forth my theory, Dr. Arbatov. I think you'll find it enlightening, especially the equation showing how a disruption in the electromagnetic field of the Earth could precipitate a polar reversal.
An argument broke out around the table between those who agreed with her theory and those who didn't. Despite their civilized veneer, it was evident that some tension remained among the group. Carla wasn't surprised. Scientists were no different from anyone else, except they were possibly more vain and petty. Maria's forcefully pleasant personality broke up the verbal brawl.
"My apologies for being so rude to a guest," she said, shooting dagger eyes at her husband. "What are your plans for tomorrow?"
With Arbatov neutralized, the argument ended as quickly as it started.
"Maybe someone could show me where you found the little mammoth." She was told that it would not be a problem. Everyone helped Maria clean up. A short while later, Carla was in her sleeping bag. The old building was remarkably tight and warm, and except for the scurrying of tiny animals, she felt quite comfortable. In her excitement over the baby mammoth, she found it hard to sleep. She remembered a good night poem her grandfather used to recite to her when she went to live with him after her parents died. She hardly got past the first line before she fell fast asleep.